Views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Sonny's Barbecue.
Dependable. It's Friday. It's sunny. And guess what? When you hear that music, you know it's sunny right in here in the studio because the Chief Kindness Officer, Eldon Scott, who always brings sunshine wherever he goes, is right here in the studio with the red shirt, the fringe, the hat. Do you have your red shoes on this morning?
I got the red shoes on. I got the red velvet cowboy boots on.
All righty then. Welcome. Yeah. Sunny's Barbecue time. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Meg. How are you today?
I don't know. I'm tired.
It's Friday.
I'm happy that it's the weekend. Yeah. And all, but I feel busier, and I shouldn't feel busier because I'm semi-retired now.
I think the days are getting shorter.
Is that what it is?
Maybe the days are getting shorter.
Well, that is true. Yeah, the sunshine's coming in.
I think last week was like the first day of fall. Happy fall, y'all.
Absolutely. Yeah. So yeah, there's just a lot, and I was just going through the list of, and if I didn't get to your event, please accept my apology. There are so many things going on right now.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah,
so.
MC'd Good Morning Pensacola this morning
for the
Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. So we were up at Scenic Hills. They got a golf tournament going on. Sertoma's at Marcus Point. There's another one at, I think, maybe Defenders of Freedom is the beneficiary at the Scenic Hills one.
There's a lot going on.
I think there's one going on in Pace. I mean, there's a lot of, it's the season for golf tournaments. So lots of them going on.
And fishing tournaments. I think there's a couple of those going on this weekend.
Next week is the Sea No Limits Fishing Rodeo. The Shriners and Art Gateway partner on that to kind of put that event on for the community. So you might find yourself some Sonny's pulled pork sandwiches out there if you find yourself out there at the Sea No Limits Fishing Rodeo.
This is
one of the events we got coming up. I'll actually be at SimSoc
that weekend
for Leadership Pensacola, so I won't be out there, but you might get you a little pulled pork sandwich. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. Well, SimSoc, if you don't know, is a simulated social environment kind of thing, I think is what it stands
close
for.
Close enough for me.
And I got a chance to do Leadership Pensacola with the Greater Pensacola Chamber 2 years ago now. And so the part of it is you get to, as a participant, they have about 50 plus participants in it. You have to apply to be a part of the leadership class and have references. And they select 50 people to do it every year. And they've been doing this now. I think, what is your class, 28?
They do it by the year, but I think it's like 40 years.
Yeah, something like that.
I think it's like 40 years. So we're a class of 2026.
That's it. Okay.
I think it's like 40 years, 44 years maybe, possibly.
Something like that.
So yeah, it's quite some time.
So a part of it is every month you get together and then you go and you see different sectors of the community, from government to the city. You might visit City Hall. Then the next month you might go to military institutions.
Last month we were at the Emergency Management Center. We were there, kind of see some of the operations there. I had some speakers come in. So yeah, it was a good.
Yeah.
It's been a good experience so far. Obviously getting to know some of the alumni and
You get to meet people in the community that you may not come across with in your regular job contacts. So that's neat. But the SimSoc weekend is really this challenging thing where you really find out.
Yeah. We don't talk about SimSoc. Apparently, that's the thing.
I'm not going to say any more
than
about it.
Until you're done with SimSoc.
Yeah, exactly. So that'll be good. You'll have fun.
Yeah. They got bands on the Bayou tonight, so I'll be out there.
I know, I mentioned that.
So that's going to be a fun event.
Sonny's going to be there?
Yeah, we're going to be there and have a food truck out.
Yay!
And doing the VIP dinner for the folks inside.
Change the name to Barbecue by the Bayou.
Hey, Donna Dickey. Yay. I mean, that sounds good to me.
That's why they pay me the big bucks, buddy. Okay, well, if you've never been to Sonny's Barbecue here in the Pensacola area, first order of business, we always have to go through those locations.
Let's talk about the locations.
Okay, so where can we find that barbecue?
Yeah, we're going to start at our Pine Forest Road location. It's technically not on Pine Forest Road, but it's on Shelley Road, which is just south of Interstate 10, right off of Pine Forest Road there. If you know where that little interchange is, you go under that bridge. We're right there on the south side, on the Well, I guess it depends on which hand side you're going, on the right or the left-hand side. But on the west side, how about that? We'll say on the west side of Pine Forest Road, we have that Sonny's Barbecue there, great team. Mm-hmm. I was over there last night and talking with them a little bit, getting some stuff ready for today. And then we also have our Navy Boulevard location, which is located almost right at the end of Highway 98, probably about a mile, mile and a half of the Pensacola NAS main gate. And so we have a team there. We do have a banquet room there.
Which is great, especially this time of year.
This time of year. They're starting to book. People are calling for those, you know, holiday parties, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas. You know, you got people coming in town. You need to get them together for a big meal for the family. We can host up to 75 there. There is no charge for the room. Mm-hmm. So that is a great, great thing. So as long as it's available, typically book parties of about 10 or more. But like I said, up to about 75 there. For a smaller group, say 15 or less, we can do off menu. But, you know, for more than that, we typically like to do a buffet style, just get everybody fed nice and quick, and everybody's a lot happier instead of doing individual orders. So it's a great way to get your folks together, whether you have an end-of-year party or whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. Take advantage of those banquet rooms. Give us a call. My cell phone, 850-418-3331. You can shoot me a text or give me a call. I do turn that phone ringer off at night, so, you know.
We can't wake them up.
If you can't resist from texting at, you know, 4:45 a.m. like some people do, it's okay.
I know.
It won't wake me up.
I don't understand those 4:30 people, but
yeah,
God love you because you keep the world going while I'm snoozing.
Some people are just wired that away.
Well,
but so then we have our next store. We have our 9th Avenue location, which also does have a banquet room. Can host up to 40 there at that banquet room. And we got to talk about Meg's special. Meg's favorite
it's
special.
One of my favorite things y'all do.
It's the buy one, get one free pulled pork sandwich every Monday through the drive-thru.
Great way to start your work week. I'm just telling you.
All of our locations have that drive-thru, so you definitely take advantage of that. Get that pulled pork sandwich. Enjoy a good meal on Monday. Start off your week right. I have to tell a quick story.
Uh-oh. What did I do now?
Yesterday. You didn't do anything. Yesterday, I joined a rally.
Rally Foundation. Jessica
Sidero.
Mm-hmm.
And,
love Jess. And shout out to you, Jess, doing a great job.
And so we did some sandwiches for the kids on the floor.
Aww.
And so we loaded it up in a cart and walked around and passed it out to the kids. And there was a young boy. I can't remember what his name is, but they called him the King of Push Pops. I remember that because he loves his Push Pops.
Yeah.
And he has to have a certain one. He had a little cooler in his room. And I won't name the name of the brand of hamburger he had sitting with him, but
Uh-oh.
It's one that kids like,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was a hamburger on the bed, and he heard that it was a pulled pork sandwich. He immediately grabbed the hamburger and threw it out of the way, and he's like, and he just dug right in. So that was great. So it was a lot of fun. They do amazing work, and those kids don't deserve that.
No.
So that's why the work they do is important. And it definitely pulled on the heartstrings and,
mm-hmm.
and seeing and knowing that, you know, they're going through tough times, and I don't know that they understand it. And so, but it was really cool to see him throw that hamburger off the bed.
I don't blame
him.
Give
me that pulled pork sandwich.
Absolutely. And if you're not familiar with Rally Foundation, I've had Jessica on the show a few times here. And of course she was on recently when I was out sick and they, Eldon had her as a guest, but they raise money for cancer research specifically targeted for children and children's childhood cancer. So great organization. And you can always go to, I think it's rallyfoundation.org.
It
was the website,
it is.
But you could Google it and find it.
For sure.
But yeah, but the other thing that I love that you do is tomorrow on Saturdays, this is such a great thing because so often the grandparents get the kids, get the grandkids.
And grandkids eat free every Saturday.
You could take them right on over there to Sonny's. You could watch your football game and have the kids there and
there
they'll be happy and it doesn't cost you a fortune.
That's right. Get those kids that mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, if you got the hot dog kid, we got that. The ribs, the chicken tenders, whatever it is that they like, we got something then for those kids. Take advantage of that. Bring those kids and grandkids in.
Uh-huh.
Basically, a free kids meal per adult entree for under 12. So that's a great deal. Bring your family out. Have a great meal together. Enjoy some good slow smoke barbecue. And have a great day.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I got a question from one of our listeners. So if you've got a question for Eldon about, I don't know, where he finds his fringed shirts or his red shoes, or if you want to talk about something on
is
the
that
menu.
Literally the question?
No.
Oh, okay.
Something on his menu.
Mostly Amazon, I'll be honest.
Okay. If you have a question about Sonny's Barbecue, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, which means he is our expert on barbecue. So 850-437-1620. Got a question in from one of our listeners. How does the pricing work for buffet style? Do you figure it out by how many people there are, and then do you divide it up from there? How does it work?
Yeah, so that's basically how it is. It's basically by the person. So it'd be like a standard setup and serve price. So depending on the number of meats you get, number of sides, dessert. So you're typically going to look at probably about $13 to $18 a person is probably a good range, depending on all the things that you want. That's going to include your tax and your gratuity. So that's going to be a decent range of what you're going to do. So your one meat's going to be less. And then, you know, so it does include the tax and gratuity on the room. Make sure we take care of those servers. Take care of your servers, folks.
Absolutely.
They work hard. And
they sure do.
That's what they do. So.
Well, one of the things you do that I like, too, is you have a lot of options with your catering. And of course, I've been on the receiving end, not just here at the station, but at other events as well.
Yeah.
So you can kind of set it up how you want it, because y'all will do everything from basically putting it out and everybody's on their own, serve yourself. Or you also have these beautiful displays. You do candles. Well, you have the white tablecloths. I mean, you do the whole deal.
We can do everything. Yeah, we like to say we have three ways that we serve, or three ways that we cater. So we can do a traditional pickup. So I'll plug those slow smoke barbecue wings, because it is football season. Mm-hmm. Those slow smoke chicken wings. Take advantage of those. You need to order them 24 hours in advance at sunnyscatering.com.
So if you've got a game tomorrow, you probably need to get that
order
in right now.
Yeah, go ahead and get that order in. 50 wings, $50 or $49.99. It's a great deal. You should definitely, if you got a party going on. Last night, a buddy of mine swung through the 9th Avenue store, and I was still there doing some work. And he had two boxes of wings. And so Andy Intrican, Legal Shield, he came through.
Oh,
we had a good
great
conversation. He sat there and scarfed down two orders of chicken wings for his dinner. And but yeah, if you had not had our slow smoke wings, definitely check those out. Go to sunnyscatering.com. You can look at all of our different catering options, our barbecue meatballs. Mm-hmm. People love those. So if you're having a party, tailgate, whatever it is, you can put those orders in. Give us 24 hours, we'll have it ready for you. But that's pickup orders. We also do setup. We do delivery, so we can deliver it to your location,
which is great.
And we kind of just set up a little line for you, and however you want to set it up, you know, we'll bring it in, bring your paper products. Packages starting at $9.99 a person, includes meat, three sides, your drinks, paper products. It's a great deal. It's nice and easy. It's like an easy button. Just bloop, and you got everything you need for a great, great lunch. So,
well, one of the things I admire about our friend Eldon Scott here, who is the Sunny's Barbecue Chief Kindness Officer, is I get up a lot in the community, but I don't get out a lot like Eldon gets out a lot. This company, Sunny's Barbecue, supports so many community events throughout the year. It's incredible. And someone just texted in, do you also support the USO in any way? And so I was going to say, I have a suspicion the answer is yes.
Yeah, we've done a couple things. Ms. Kathy Andrade, she's with USO, done a couple things with her. And so we've done some door prizes. We've been talking about the runway 5K, is that what it's called? I can't remember what it's called. So we kind of talked about that a little bit. So we'll see. I think it's coming up in December. So we may wind up being a sponsor of that.
But just for fun, can you just off the top of your head just say, I was going to say in the last week, considering how many things you do, but maybe the last month or two, just some of the organizations that you've done a little something for.
Goodness. Well, we had the CEO soak on Tuesday.
That's right. Tuesday for ALS.
Yeah, we did that.
Did you get soaked?
I did get soaked.
You did?
I did get soaked.
I got soaked
in the
year.
Hat and the shirt, and did get soaked. In total, they raised $57,000, a little over $57,000.
Jeff Elbert sent me a text and said they reached $60,000.
Awesome.
Which is incredible.
That's
when you consider
awesome.
This event was just started a few years ago with about five people.
Yeah.
And so they think they had 50 soakies.
Yeah, it was a big turnout. So
great turnout.
I feel good about, you know, I reached out to some of the folks at Sunny's, and Sunny's chipped in. So we raised about $1,800 in a short period of time. So I was pretty excited about that and glad to contribute and help make it. It was a great turnout. It was a lot of fun. Jess and Christine were out there from the Pensacola Beach Chamber. And so it was a lot of fun. A bunch of folks, Brian Wire from the Minority Chamber of Commerce. So it was great. I missed you, though. I was expecting to see you.
I was actually planning to go, and something came up, and I was so bummed, because it is one of my favorite events. And I love that organization very much. I love Jeff Elbert, who's just done a phenomenal job.
Very nice.
Because ALS really wasn't very visible until they did the original Ice Bucket Challenge. Remember that?
Yeah, that's what he said. He said it was like one of the first viral and social media trends.
And that started the organization really getting organized nationally, and now they're finally really able to raise some serious funding to help with ALS, which is just a debilitating disease.
It is terminal, unfortunately. So, you know, that's one of the things. So they're trying to figure it out, and all that money is going to funding and services, and I'll plug it. The VA has actually met a lady, and I'm drawing a blank on her name. She gave me her card. The VA has actually a wonderful program for anybody who's diagnosed. So if you know of anybody who's ever diagnosed that has military benefits, definitely reach out to the VA. They have spousal support. They have they purchase you a vehicle. They pay a lot of stuff. So if you know someone who is in the VA, that is ever diagnosed with ALS, definitely have them reach out, and they have some wonderful services.
That's great information.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have a long list.
Yeah. Rally, the Chamber of Commerce, I don't know. I don't know why you put me on the spot.
Long list, needless to say.
We'll be out this Saturday. We did something with Five Flags Speedway.
Weekend,
we got Finley Fest. It's going to be actually over in Crestview. In part associated with Rally Foundation. So we'll be out there Saturday night for that, and all the different things. I'm having a hard time thinking past last week.
Well, you need to get yourself a pumpkin latte, and it'll give you a little juice and get you in that fall flavor,
Get the brain buzzing.
Yes, sir. Well, we've got to do a giveaway this morning, don't we?
We do. We have
what
a
do we
giveaway.
Got?
So we're going to give away a family feast. That seems to be the fan favorite around here.
Well,
the family
right now,
feast,
especially.
Yeah, so that's a great meal. It's about a little over $50 value. It's four meats, three sides, your bread, and then a gallon of tea. So we say 4 to 6, but, you know, you're probably still going to have a little bit of leftovers unless you're feeding four big old boys like me. You might not have, you know, in that scenario,
depends.
You might not. But, you know, it is a feast for sure. And so we'll say the fourth person. No, we're going to go third person.
Okay.
Third person to text in.
Because it's October 3rd.
Oh, it is October 3rd.
See how clever you are?
But
you didn't even know it?
I was thinking it's fall.
Right.
And it's the third season of the year.
Oh, that even better.
So the third person to text in fall.
Mm-hmm.
Is going to win that family feast.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay, you got
it. And that's the perfect segue into talking about the fall menu.
Or let me give the number out. 850-437-1620. Text in. The third person that texts in this morning is going to win a family feast and use the word fall. And if you wouldn't mind putting your name next to that so I know who you are, that'll be helpful too.
There you go.
850-437-1620.
Make it easy for Meg.
You talk and I'm going to watch this text.
Yeah, so we have our fall menu rolled out here. The beginning of September. So we have some great items. So we got this maple barbecue sauce. If you've not tried it yet, it's good. If you love some maple syrup, it's definitely got all those notes in that barbecue sauce. So we have a maple bacon club. So we have our smoked turkey with some of our candied bacon with a maple barbecue sauce on our garlic bread. It is a great sandwich. If you've not tried it, you should definitely check it out. It's got all the flavors that you want from a turkey club sandwich. And so we have a pulled pork corn cake. We brought back the jumbo pulled pork stuffed potato. It's only $11. It is a giant potato. So that is a filling meal. You're probably going to have leftovers for $11. I was talking to a gentleman that works at Dillard's, and his name's Mark. He works in the men's department. He's a super Sonny's fan, and he's raving about the potato. He's like, man, I just take it, it's two meals. So he's like, I just cut it in half, eat half, save half. It is a great deal. So for $11, you can get that jumbo potato. Definitely check that one out. We do have the pork burnt ends.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. I'll get it out eventually.
Welcome to my world.
You know, I mean, I did speak for an hour in front of a whole bunch of people.
I only
put my foot in my mouth like four times. So, you know, at least it's only once so far today here on the show.
Oh, we have a winner.
We got a winner?
We do have a winner already. Congratulations goes out to Mike Falk. Congratulations, Mike.
Right,
you are the winner of the family feast. And Eldon, please tell Mike what he has won.
Congratulations, Mike. You've won a family feast from Sonny's Barbecue. It's going to come with four meats, three sides, your choice of bread, and a good old gallon of Sonny's sweet tea.
Well, I have to say, y'all, we had a bunch of people texting in. So I'm sorry if you didn't win, but we appreciate you listening.
You can try again
next
week.
There's lots of ways you can take advantage
That's
of the deals
right.
going on at Sonny's right now.
There is. And now it's time. I love, thanks for the the perfect segue,
it's
Meg.
It's kind of like tennis where you lob did. The you, ball
you,
over
you
the net.
You set me up. Well, let's talk about that Sonny's app. So you need to go download that Sonny's Barbecue app. You're going to be able to find that. You can find it on our website, but also you can go directly either to your Google Play Store or your Apple iPhone Store, and you can just search sonnysbbq.com or Sonny's BBQ. So yeah, go to sonnysbbq.com. But you can just search Sonny's BBQ in your app store, and you'll be able to download that app. You'll be able to start taking advantage of all the rewards. You're going to get your points. You're going to get notifications of all the rewards that we have and all of our specials that are coming up. So you definitely want to go ahead and get that. I mean, why wouldn't you want extra free barbecue? I mean, like,
oh, I know.
That sounds like a winning combination, right?
Yes, sir.
Eat barbecue, get more barbecue for free. So
that's right.
Take advantage of that. Get that app downloaded. You can load your credit card in there, or you can load your receipts to take advantage of those points. So some people don't like to put their credit card into the applications
right.
like that, a la my mother.
It does make it a lot easier, I have to say.
Yeah. It does make it a lot easier. So it's all secure, all that stuff. But I understand some people just don't like to do that. So you can scan your receipts, and so you can collect those points and take advantage of all the rewards that you get as you eat some good slow smoke barbecue.
Okay. Yeah. Well, right before we go, we are into the fall menu. So what are a couple of things? We've got a couple of minutes left
got
that you can feature that that people can look out for that maybe they haven't tried before.
Yeah. So those pork burn-ins. So if you've not had those, they're in the maple barbecue sauce. So they take those pork collars, we cube them up, roast them or smoke them a little bit more with that maple barbecue sauce. Those are nice little shareable apps. We do have cheese curds back on the menu.
Mm-hmm.
We love a good little cheese curd pool. It is so fun. They say not to play with your food, but who can resist when you
right?
have cheese
good
curds?
Good for the kids, by the way.
I know, yeah, the kids.
the big kids, Meg.
Yeah.
The big kids.
You know, so they got the cheese curds. Got to talk about this one.
I was waiting. I was going to see if you were going to neglect me.
I almost forgot. So the pecan pie egg rolls for the fall menu right now.
They're so...
Here's what we do. We smash up a giant pecan pie and we roll it in an egg roll wrapper, and then we deep fry it, roll it in cinnamon sugar, and serve it with some whipped cream.
But when you say egg roll, you think of it's not that. It's more like a... It's sweet.
It is sweet.
So it's a very crunchy...
You roll it in. It's almost like a churro.
Yeah, it's
almost
crunchy,
like a churro.
Sweet, with the pecans and the
sugar.
And this,
he brought them
one morning. I was done.
Here we go.
I was done.
Folks, we open at 10:45 every day, 7 days a week.
Does this to me every Friday.
10:45, and then we are open Sunday through Thursday until 9:30. Friday and Saturday, we're open until 10 p.m. at all of our locations. I didn't talk about our Pace location earlier, so we do have the Pace store. It's located on Highway 90 in front of the Lowe's Home Improvement store. So it's that location. All those stores do have that drive-through. Like I said, we do have those two banquet rooms. And then the third way we do that catering also is we do full setup and serve. So it was an honor to do the 135th Annual Chamber of Commerce banquet. And so we did prime rib for everybody. And
which was last week?
It was just this past Friday.
Yeah.
And did prime rib and turkey and all the fixings. We did a giant charcuterie table, grazing board. And so the team did a great job. And so if you got, you want to do a fancy party, or you just want lunch for 10, we can take care of you. I like to say from 10 to 10,000, and we can do you some slow smoke barbecue. We have a little flexibility on the menu. A lot of people don't know we do prime rib. Christmas time is perfect for prime rib.
Yes.
Our turkey. We're going to have our holiday menu coming up.
Oh,
so
boy.
We'll be talking about that soon. Excited about all the things, especially this cooler weather.
I tell you now's the time. So
the fair must be coming in town.
Could be. We'll talk about that too. All right, Eldon. Eldon Scott, Chief Financial Officer with Sonny's Barbecue. Always fun to have you in on Fry-yay. Always sunny in the studio when you're here, buddy.
Y'all come see us at Sonny's. Y'all have a great weekend, and we'll see y'all next week.
You too. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back in a few minutes with Vote Smart.